When you start out with a patient who doesn't have any significant comorbidities, in your mind, what are you thinking over time is the likelihood that they're going to have to stop ibrutinib over 1 year, 3 years, 5 years because of some type of adverse problem?
Yeah, so we've reported these data from the real-world studies, and the clinical trials are largely with long-term follow-up confirming. Approximately, I would say, one-fifth of patients would have to stop a drug due to an adverse event over some period of time, let's say over the first 5 years worth of therapy. You know, it's the most common reason for discontinuation, and it's a little bit different when you're talking about frontline or relapse refractory setting. So I would say either 10 or 20% of patients will discontinue due to an adverse event. Now, whether or not that adverse event could be managed medically, I think is another question. There are certain cases where an oncologist may have a fib that's relatively well controlled, but not feel comfortable to continue the drug. I've actually found that working with cardiologists, internists, cardio-oncologists really closely, there are very few ibrutinib-related events that absolutely mandate discontinuation of the drug. It's really a question of what your resources are, or at your center, do you have partnerships with other specialties where you feel comfortable to manage through those events?
It's interesting because when you say 10 or 20%, that kind of sounds low compared to other estimates. But now, are you talking about in your hands or out in the community?
I'm talking about in the community. And the reason being is that some of the literature that we've published has been misquoted. We've always talked about ibrutinib, and the most common reason for discontinuation is adverse event. The number that we've published is 50% of discontinuations. But oftentimes that 50% gets quoted. It's really, you know, it's 50% of the discontinuation rate. In the relapse refractory setting, we quoted the discontinuation rate was about 40%, but that included progression, transformation, financial issues. In the frontline setting, we reported 24% discontinuation rate. So half of that would be due to AE. So that brings you to around 12.5%.